And it's the pink on a Saturday night. It's Neil Atkinson after Liverpool have done the decent thing and first and foremost played a football match like a load of grown-ups and secondly won by 2-0. It is fantastic stuff. We're in the Glenbuck. It's brilliant scenes. It's a slightly different microphone to normal. Andy's not very well, so all the best to him. He's missed out on seeing Liverpool win tonight, so he's really missed out on one there. I've got Craig Hannon. I've got Adam Melia. I've got John Milburn. I'll go to you first, Adam. It was such a relief in a number of ways, but the extent to which it felt on the card some distance out, like, it's going to be 2-0. We've got a 2-0, and a 2-0 that has the hallmarks of lots of good 2-0 in.
Yeah, an honest lot 2-0. We haven't seen one for a while, and what a huge relief. I thought we battled miles better than I've seen, which is really... It's not the only thing you want, but it's the start, isn't it? The first building block. And I felt like what we were generally doing tonight is this is what we are trying to do. Like, I think it was only one sub, wasn't there? Yeah. Only one sub. And I think that was part of the same thing he was saying. Right, you are going to do this. You are going to go out there and you are going to fight. To start with, what you need to do is fight. And the first thing that goes wrong, your heads aren't going to go down. And so that first half, I thought, I said to Ben halfway through it, we need to score to make this the good thing that it is. And it was a good thing.
Yeah.
I thought there was quite a few players there that were better than they've been for ages. McAllister's probably the main one.
Absolutely.
I'm sort of like low-level obsessed, really, with McAllister, so I was watching him a lot. But I was a bit like, this is good. It's not amazing, but it's good. It's a start. So we need to not concede, and it will be lovely to score. Then when we do the thing and score, and then it gets taken from us to then score again straight away, it's better than the first goal being counting, really. I thought it showed a lot of gumption and a lot of fight, and just the fact that we were sniffing things out was something that we haven't seen. I thought it was so not amazing, but so much better.
I thought they were great from 20 minutes, John. And the reason why is, as Adam says there, they've shown the fight, they've shown the determination. They're going to continue to show it, but they have some setbacks. And what they don't do at any point is feel sorry for themselves. And to me, that is the best thing about it. I think there's been a little bit too much of something goes wrong and there's a bit of shrugging and no. We've scored the goal. We think we should be 1-0 up. We're not. And what we'll do instead is we do a lot of this, but we actually mean it for once. They were all going, yeah, we're going to go and sort this. And I thought they were then great all the way through until when the whistle went. And I thought they were lucky not to go 2-0 before the break.
Yeah, I think the first thing you want to see them do is look sharp and put the effort in. And it's so many of our players putting themselves about, first to the tackle, first to the second ball. And I think that's all week, that's what people have been saying. Like, that's been our downfall, really. We've not looked urgent enough around second balls. And they all put that right tonight. I thought the crowd were excellent, you know what I mean? I think one of the things I've thought for a long time is one of the slight downsides of us having a coach group for every single game is that it loses its kind of impact. It used to be something we would call upon in extreme circumstances. And if it didn't happen every game, I would have been calling for it tonight. A show of strength, a show of defiance, and a show of support for the manager. And even at 0-0, hearing the spying cop chanting the manager's name,
yeah,
absolutely emphatic support. We've got your back, we believe in you. You brought us number 20. I thought it was, I don't often praise the Alfellas in the cup, but tonight I thought the cup was right on par, and I thought the team responded fantastically, but the midfield was great. And I just thought collectively everyone's gone up 10-15%. They needed to. The levels we've been playing at the last few weeks have not been good enough, and we've been losing games by relatively small margins, but it's not been good enough. And today it feels like they've either had a kick up the arse or they've kicked each other up the arse, and they dragged each other through that game. And I thought it was interesting, didn't have many substitutions. I thought he wanted to allow these lads to see this game out as much as humanly possible, notwithstanding what we've got coming this week with two very, very difficult fixtures. I was wondering why he wasn't making more change. I know the bench wasn't ideal. I think we had two goalies on the bench to me. But I thought the manager was like, these lads are playing really, really well. I don't want to disrupt what we've got here. The energy was high, performance was good. And great to see Gavin Birch back in the team. I think Mo Salah's just had his best game that I can remember in a long time, really. Absolutely fantastic.
They dragged each other up. John says they dragged each other up, Craig, and that was one of my things from it. They just kept each other honest all game, but they also dug each other out. Something wasn't quite right. Someone was there on the cover. Touch wasn't where it needed to be. Someone was swept up and looked after it for them. Someone needed it to be played a bit quicker, but the next time it was. I thought he showed loads and loads of courage, loads of togetherness.
It was exactly the kind of performance that, you know, I wanted to see tonight. I think it's normality resumed. And I don't mean that over the long term. I mean, in terms of that game, that game of football we've just watched, I felt as if I was watching Liverpool again. I felt as if I was watching last year's Liverpool.
Yeah.
Like, I actually think it was the best performance in the league this season. And why I say that is because it is a 2-0, because it is Arne Slot style sort of football. I'm watching things that I'm used to seeing, the patterns of play, the way the fullbacks are getting forward, Mo Salah and the way his touch is and the way he's carrying himself and how he's making things stick. Just that Liverpool team looked like Liverpool of last year. And so that's the most exciting thing for me. Look, confidence is much more easily lost than it is sort of built. And that will take time. We've got a massive game on Tuesday night, but this felt like the perfect preparation. And, you know, what... I say it felt like watching Liverpool from last season. You look at the team that he's played, and it's the left back from last season. It's one of the right backs from last season. Obviously, you can't do much anything with the goalkeeper and the striker, but you know, just stylistically, everything just sort of felt right. And there were a couple of fragile moments early in the half, but as you say, they suffer through them, and they don't let that get to them. They go, right, no worries, we got past that one. That's a hurdle past. And as you say, they get the goal before halftime and made up for them.
You say that confidence is fragile, it's easy to lose, it's hard to gain. But I actually think you've got to see three of them rebuild confidence through the match. I think that on 70, Bradley and McAllister, for instance, look much more like what we think of them than they did on 15. I think they both, and there's another couple in there, but those two, to me, just looked like they went on a lovely little journey over the course of the match. And then they began to feel like, and I think it does help playing at home, but there was an element from both of them in different ways, like, this is my pitch.
Yeah.
I'm all right here.
Yeah, the confidence is the single biggest thing in football. You know, you look at someone like McAllister, and it's so evidently confident. He's not finished. This is not a footballer who's just suddenly fallen off a cliff. Bradley is a young player who, I remember last season when people talking about how he would come in and just replace Trent, and I was saying, there's going to be these moments, there's going to be these times where he's going to have to get through games, he's going to have to get through periods in matches and periods of the season where, you know, maybe his confidence is dented and maybe he isn't acting on an instinct and he isn't making the runs that we're so used to seeing. And I think you saw that tonight from him. And I think Gravenberch is just so key in all of this. And I think just the way he's able to receive the ball and drive forward, that's something that I felt we've really, really missed over the past few games. I just think he's pivotal to everything that we do. But he was pivotal to everything we did last season. And that midfield three were pivotal to everything we did last season. And so the way they played in tandem, Szoboszlai tonight, Jesus Christ, what a performance that was. I just think that's going to be massive for us going forward and ahead of a massive, massive week as well.
They, Adam, what I liked through the game was I felt as though they had more of an awareness of where each other were when we didn't have the ball. Both when we were in their final third, hunting them down, but also back when we had to defend a little bit deeper as well. I thought we looked after the goalkeeper so much more. There's been times last few games where I don't know if we made football look hard for that goalkeeper, even in little things like how and when you pass it back to him. All of it, in all those phases, when Liverpool were defending deep, they did a good job of it. When they were hunting down, they did a good job of it. I thought there was a real sense of, well, frankly, they looked really well fucking coached.
Yeah, which is new, isn't it? And so I thought that in terms of defending the goalkeeper, I thought that Bradley really grew into the game. I thought Virgil was good throughout. The one that I thought took the longest maybe to come up to speed was Konate. I thought that probably, along with Gravenberch, as Craig's just said, the biggest difference there is Robertson. You know, Robertson just absolutely, it makes me feel a certain way in a good sense. And I think that spreads throughout the pitch. And I don't want to, you know, you don't want to lay into Kirkez too much, but I feel like the Robertson shouts from the crowd were, they had that flavour to them. Like, we want to see this person on our pitch because we know what he's done for us in the last 10 years and we think that he's not finished. We think that this is somebody that, in terms of, I think mainly attacking-wise, he just balances us so beautifully. You could see it straight away in the Frankfurt game, and I know they were rubbish, but I think once he's not there, you miss it so much as well. And so, you know, I think that in terms of attacking, he allowed us to balance in. He allowed the time for somebody like a McAllister to grow into the game and realise, all right, it's time for me. You know, he sets the standard in terms of fighting as well. And I thought McAllister really fought his way into the game, led by somebody like a Robertson. So I think, we defended the keeper. We didn't give him shit passes to his right foot. And we allowed the midfield to play into it. But I thought I think just bit by bit, we sort of killed the spirit of Villa. And you know, we talk a little bit about how few substitutions we had. They had absolutely millions of substitutions.
I know, yeah.
I'm not surprised that they ended up with 10 men because they'd made all their subs. It felt like they did three man subs. They didn't. I think they did two. But yeah, I think that everything they threw at us, we were able to soak up and then hit back.
Well, there's something we often say, John, which is we say Liverpool gave the opposition too much encouragement. Today was just constant discouragement. Liverpool just discouraged Villa at every opportunity. They don't score the early one that hits the post. I reckon that might have been offside and build up anyway. And everything that they tried to do, as it wears on, Liverpool are just sort of going, no, not today.
The keeper makes a good save as well.
Yeah, the keeper, well, that, I think that deflects off Van Dijk. And so it's an unbelievable save, I actually think, when we've just been on top of the other end. And if it's felt like at times this season that would have flown in.
The thing that's been flying.
Yeah, but we just discouraged them and go, no, sorry, you're at Anfield and this isn't for you.
I agree with that. And maybe it was my nerves and scars from the last few weeks. I was getting quite nervous. I thought we were giving them a bit of encouragement, to be honest with you. I thought there were a couple of times they got in and they had a couple of decent chances. And I thought they fluffed the lines, to be honest with you. I thought Villa were in good opportunities to create danger, and they either skied it into the Anfield Road end or put it wide or allowed a last minute interception. I don't want to take that away from Liverpool, but I felt on a different day Liverpool rode the luck a little bit today. So I think the outcome today has been so much better, and the signs are so much better that this team is hopefully back on the right road. But I think it'd be wrong to say and get carried away with the hyperbole and say it, like, we were commanding, because
I don't think it was perfect either.
I don't think it was commanding, and I think, as I say, a bit of luck went our way today in a way that it probably hasn't done in some other games. But I'm massively, massively encouraged. I was fantasising about a clean sheet on 60. Do you know what I mean? The fact that, like, not only have we managed to get clear and to score the goals that we've done and to look well and have created the opportunities to keep that clean sheet. Massive for the goalkeeper, absolutely massive for the goalkeeper, but also for a back four that's been getting a lot of criticism. It's not just been this back four, we've had multiple different back fours this season and they've all come under criticism at different points. And I thought as a unit they played well today. I thought Robertson, to your point, was a real difference maker. But I thought Bradley had a good game as well. I thought Bradley was marauding forward. He was making, he was going into finding his space. And I thought Szoboszlai was amazing at covering as well. Like, he was just absolutely everywhere today, Szoboszlai.
So, he didn't let anybody drop, I think.
No.
He didn't let anybody's level drop. For a while, actually, I was a bit concerned that Szoboszlai was going to have to do it on his own.
Yeah.
But I think everybody looked at him and he brought everybody's level up.
Yeah.
I think that by the end, by the end of the first half, to be fair, McAllister was doing it, Robertson was doing it.
Yeah.
And you know,
Salah was doing it.
Fantastic performance from Salah.
Well, I want to talk about Salah. I want to talk about Salah with you. It was all of it. He obviously gets his goal. I love the hold up play. I love the fucking hit me and it sticks. I love the fact that he just realises he's got that fucking blue noses number all day. He takes one look at that fucking blue and just goes, you're shite. I played you. How many times have I played you? I've made a fucking show of you. And he loves playing against him. I think he would love to play against that little blue nose every week.
What I was talking about earlier, I don't think, no one's saying Liverpool have definitely turned a corner in the same way that after the Frankfurt game no one was saying Liverpool have turned a corner, but what we're seeing is things that we're used to seeing again. You know, patterns of play, performances from players like Salah. You know, what I loved about Salah was seeing that ball from Van Dijk tonight and the way he pulls it down, the way he gets his body in front of Lucas Digne, and the way he's able to turn him and the way he's putting it through his legs and just everything about him. There isn't that explosiveness about him anymore. But that's, you know, we've known that for a couple of years now. But what there is real guile. you know, there's real confidence tonight in his own ability to take on the man and to bring it down in tight spaces and be able to keep it and hold it and guard it and allow Liverpool to get up the pitch. And then there's the goal that he gets as well. I'm not entirely sure what happens for it because we were at the opposite end, right on the back row of the cop. But he puts away and that's all that matters. It'll be massive for his confidence, that. Because he is a player that has looked dented and hurt
back
by
up strikes the goalkeeper, just gives him the ball.
Oh, right, okay, up the Reds. Nice one.
It's a fucking Wally, that lad, by the way. Well, he's going to be one that when he gets to the end of his career and I'm doing quiz questions, I'll be amazed he hasn't played for Everton. When you cut him, he bleeds blue.
I think, you know, Salah needed a goal just as much as Liverpool needed a win. And, you know, if this is the beginning of turning a corner, I'm not saying it's 100% that. If it's the beginning of something, of building blocks and of sort of staying amongst it in the league and pushing on the Champions League, then Salah's still going to be pivotal to that. I think he's really helped by Ekitike up there as well, as a player who, you know, at times isn't really in the game in terms of touches, but actually in terms of the movement, it's brilliant the way he drops deep, the way he's able to come back and help defend, the way he sort of presses from the front, again, looked so much more Liverpool. I think Salah was really helped with that. I think they all just help each other. As they all work the game out for themselves, as they all grow a little bit of confidence, they all start to remember that this is how we play with each other.
Often when I have to talk about this, I have to talk about these, when they've been crap, I've talked about it so much, and people say, what do you think goes wrong? And I often say, well, what I feel like is, there was a fair bit that was going quite well, not perfectly, but then this little thing started to happen. And so we tweaked around it, and it eroded another couple of things. Yeah. And then we tweaked around them, and it eroded another three or four things. And all these cogs that we're working, we're trying to move the cogs and replace the cogs, and they all just get a little bit worse and a little bit more broken. Today's the absolute opposite of that.
Yeah.
Today's the day where you're watching it and you're going, no, each of them's actually done one of the most important things in football, which is make each other fucking better at football.
Yeah, there was cohesion. Yeah. There was cohesion, and there was, you know, performances that were, you know, allowing others to do their job better and easier. And I've said it throughout this season, my main worry with Liverpool over this period has been that everyone's had a different player to get on their back. Everyone said, oh, well, he's the issue. When actually you look around the squad, it's felt like everyone's the fucking issue. And if everyone's the fucking issue, then it's how they're being set up or what they're being asked to do. I don't watch football with an analytical eye like you and Sean Rogers do, but I'm excited to hear the review. Because what I want to know is, have they reverted back to something they were doing last season, or have Liverpool just... almost, has there been a click, has there been a spark tonight? It just felt like I was watching Liverpool from last season do the things that felt simple last season but have looked really fucking difficult over the past 5-6 weeks.
The opponents helps, and I'm not talking them down, they're a good side, they'll come top half, but they do want to play football. Like, part of how we're catching them out is they're trying to play out from the back. I think they play out from the back more when you're 1-0 up, which is something to point out. You know, even sides that go long, if you're 1-0 up and you can just keep the ball for 3 minutes, people go along less because now they haven't got the ball and they've got to chase the game. Part of that's what's been fucking us up. But they did want to play some football, and that just does help. And that's one of the reasons why I looked at this week, and I'm not saying Liverpool are going to win the next two. I'm not saying that for a second, Adam. But I didn't half think, well, they're going to be fucking football matches. And I think we're a good football team. And football will happen, and if it does happen, we can get something.
He's already staying in the city today, so, like, I mean, let's not have it in the next two for football matches.
So the other two games will restore the quality of sport in this city, and that's what we've got to hope for.
Well, so yeah, I was going to say the same. I think probably the opposition help, and that's why I don't want to get too carried away, because I think our big issue is still away games. So I'd like to get to the end of this month where we face West Ham away on like the
30th.
The 30th. So I want to go into that game feeling that we can win, and I want to see a performance there, which I think we're still a way off. But I thought today we saw how we do it. And as Greg was saying, there's players like Ekitike who were probably quiet, and I thought Gakpo grows into it. But there's things that you can see there that we're going to try and do in home games and away games that are going to be the things that we build from. I'm still sort of, like, after having seen that today, it's one of them where, yeah, Villa are probably the ones that you'd kind of want to play tonight, and you want to have a home game. But we sort of had that against Man United, I think. Like, I thought Man United at home was a good fixture for us, and it doesn't go that way. And I think it's, the big difference, I suppose, is when you see small things going against us, but we're still fighting. I think that everybody basically decided, we're gonna be fighting for each other tonight, and we're gonna let people do what they need to do, even if it's not like showy. I thought Ekitike wasn't showy tonight, but I thought he was fighting and working hard. I thought Gakpo was fighting and working hard, and you know, I think probably Gravenberch being there was a huge difference, and Salah basically being himself, and then McAllister growing into the game as well. Just them things turn us into what we've seen, into what we can see going forward from last season to this season.
I think what you said on Villa and their approach to the game is probably an important point, in that they played their own game of football rather than going, actually, what are Liverpool's weaknesses? We're going to change the way we play, and we're going to try and do that. We're going to go long ball. We're going to be set pieces. I think Real Madrid are going to come and play football, and I think Manchester City are going to want to play football at the Etihad. And so what we just wanted to see last night was Liverpool's identity back and see Liverpool's way of playing. And you know, when Liverpool play in that way against Villa, they're going to beat them. When Liverpool play that way against Real Madrid, they give themselves a chance of beating them, but it's not always going to happen. We know that. We saw it last season. We were able to beat them, but we know Real Madrid are Real Madrid. Same with City away. But I think this game was really, really important for the manager. I think it was really important in a home game on a Saturday night against a team that we should be beating, but still felt as if, you know, they've got something about them and can't hurt you.
Yeah, they have got something about them.
You know, that they're able to do that ahead of this week. And as John said earlier, you know, hearing the cop sing Slot's name numerous times, hearing them sing, you know, every little thing's going to be all right. It was a message from the fans there. Who were at the ground, who were sort of getting behind the team, who are getting behind the manager, and who believe in what the manager wants to do, has done, and what he's going to do in the future, hopefully.
Man of the match?
Dom Szoboszlai, fucking hell, he was everywhere. He was perfect, near perfect, I think.
Man of the match? I have to go for Mo Salah. I'm not sure he was the best player, but it was Mohamed Salah was back in the room, and he's put back-to-back appearances, scored in both games, and I just hope Mo Salah's back to Even a fraction of his best, and this Liverpool team will fly. But like, the great thing is there's so many candidates. Gravenberch is in with a shout. Szoboszlai is a great shout. I mean, you could name any of our Liverpool team, which is a great thing to say.
Yeah, I agree with John. I think Mo Salah's the man of the match. I thought, as I've said, Robertson makes the difference for me in terms of our attack, and I think he makes the team so much more balanced. But Salah is so strong and just decides that he's not having any of it, and the referee doesn't give him anything, but he's absolutely fantastic, and I think it all builds from him. So yeah, Mo Salah for me, Neil.
Okay, Sean O'Donnell's come over. He looks like the happiest I've ever seen anyone. He looks the happiest man in the world.
We just won. We are back. Imagine if we win these next three games. We are so back. This is so back. We're so back.
That'll do.